Hear God's word. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. This is the word of the living God. Beloved in the Lord, our study of the Ten Commandments brings us now to the commandment to honor our mother and our father. More broadly, this commandment speaks of all kinds of authority. Authority is learned first in the home and in the family with parents. But more broadly speaking, it is the wider aspect of this is the whole, all authority. All authority, because all authority is from God, and it begins with the authority in the home. If you look at the Westminster Shorter Catechism as it speaks of the fifth commandment, the Westminster Shorter Catechism says this: the fifth commandment requires the preserving of honor, performing of duties belonging to everyone in their several places and relations as superiors, inferiors, or equals. In other words, respecting authority applies to every person in every relationship. The catechism writers correctly summarize the truth that all authority comes from God, and the authority is the authority that God has established, and God has established it in his giving of the Ten Commandments. In fact, his giving of the Ten Commandments is at Mount Sinai, where he gives his law, his authority, and establishes that authority over all of Israel and over all of us. So as we look at this particular commandment, the commandment to honor our parents, it not only is to honor our parents, but it reflects on all legitimate authority in every relationship of life, because authority is divinely appointed by God. God has established positions of authority, whether it's the policeman, whether it's a parent, whether it's an elder, a governor, a president. All of these are established by the authority and the power of God. In fact, God is the one who places all of these individuals in authority in our lives, and they are to use God's authority in the way in which they minister over us. Our parents are to use God's authority over us. We are to submit to God's authority and to submit to our parents. But we're also to submit to those who are those in governing places that God has placed over us as well. And those in authority, whether it's governors or presidents, are called to submit to the written and the revealed word of God in order to determine what is right or what is wrong. Now, having said that, that leaves it wide open, doesn't it, for an examination of what's going on in the world today. When you look at the world today and you look at authority figures, whether it's our governor or the president or any other authority, how many of them follow the word of God? Obviously, not many do. That's the trouble today. People will not follow the word of God. We have a following of the will of not God, but of the people. The will of the people has dictated that we support abortion. The will of the people is that we support immigration, or whatever you want to call what is happening at our southern border. What is the will of God? Should be the question that is asked by those that are in authority. But sadly, they do not look to the word of God. But God's word, nevertheless, is the word that we must follow. And that word must be obeyed. That word is to be honored. It is to be honored in the home. That's why here in this commandment it says, honor your father and your mother. The will of God is that we establish God's authority and we follow it beginning in the home. And it's in the home where we are to learn the authority of God and we are to see it expressed. And our understanding of authority should begin with God's word. And that's why God tells us here in this passage, honor your father and your mother. Now let's look a little more closely at that word honor. That's a heavy word, literally. The word means heavy. It means weighty. It's the word that is used in the Old Testament for the glory of God, for the weightiness of His divine majesty. So when it is used in this passage to honor one's parents, we are to use we are to follow God's word, and we are to give due weight to their position. We are to give them the recognition that they deserve for their God-given authority. We are to honor them. We are to respect them, esteem them, value them, prize our mothers and fathers as gifts from God. The opposite of honor is dishonor. And just as the commandment here requires respect for parents, it forbids showing them any disrespect. And if parents are weighty, that is, if they are to be treated with the weight of glory, they shouldn't be treated lightly. They should be honored and glorified as God has commanded us in this passage. The word honor means more than obey. The word honor means that through obedience we are to give them the place of superiority, hold them in high esteem, reverence them. And the scriptures abound with illustrations of divine blessing that comes upon those who honor their parents, and the divine curse that descends upon those who dishonor their parents. And the supreme example in the scripture is, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ. In Luke 2, we read that he went with his parents, and he went with them to Nazareth, and he was subject to them. And if you think about that for a moment, remember that the Lord Jesus, perfect in every way, absolutely pure and holy, was subject to parents who were not holy, subject to parents who were at times wrong, at times mistaken, but nevertheless, Jesus obeyed his parents. And he becomes the example for us in how we are to live in honoring those whom God has placed over us, honoring our parents, honoring all authority. And if we are not honoring God in our home and honoring our parents, we are failing in our job as students of the word, and we are called to do what God has taught us, not what we feel is right. And so to honor our parents is a fundamental truth that this passage speaks of. And it's a well-known thing. It's something that even we see it in writings such as one of the fairy tales that is out. Grimm's Fairy Tales has a little story about a little boy who lived with his parents, his mother, father, and his elderly grandfather. And the story goes on in that fairy tale that the grandfather was feeble and his hands would shake. And I think we can all relate with that. We understand that. We've seen that, haven't we? When he ate, the silverware rattled against the plate, and the food often missed his mouth. And then the food would dribble onto the tablecloth. And it would upset the young mother because she didn't want to have to deal with the extra mess and the hassle of cleaning up after the old man. But he had nowhere else to live. So the parents decided they would move him away from the table into a corner where he could sit on a stool and eat from a bowl. And the young mother said, from now on, you sit over there and you eat over there. And he always did that because that's what he was told to do. And his family left him alone in the corner. And then one day, his hands trembled a little more than usual, the story goes. He dropped his bowl and broke it, and the young father said, if you're going to live like a pig, you're going to have to eat out of a pig's trough. So he made him a little bowl, and he put his meals in it, and that's how he lived. Well, not long after that, the couple came upon their 4-year-old son one day, who was playing out in the yard with some scraps of wood. And the father looked at him and asked him, what are you doing? And the little boy looked up very nicely, and he smiled, and he said to his father, oh, I'm making a trough to feed you and Mama out of it when I get big. story goes that the next day the old man was back at the table eating with the family from a plate, and they never scolded or mistreated him again. Even a fairy tale tells a story that we can understand and grasp, and we can apply to our lives. Honor your father and your mother. And God is calling us to do this with the authority that He has established, because He is sovereign and He is Lord. Honor your father and your mother. Honor them, show them respect. And most anyone can say, well, I love my mom and dad, or I loved my mom and dad, but I'm going a different direction than the one they taught me. They might not be happy with me, but at least they know I love them. Well, that really doesn't fulfill God's command to honor them, to honor your parents. It says, honor them, give them the weight of their position. And that calls us to respect them and to honor them and to not make them earn our respect, but give them our respect because they are God's representatives to us, and we are to honor them because God has given them to us. Now, as I said, the catechism writer extends this to all levels and to all situations. And it could reflect not just on us and our relationship to our parents, but well, it could also reflect upon us and our relationship to those who are in authority over us. And take, for instance, the President of the United States. Now, many of us might not agree with him, and we might not have voted for him, might think he got into office by a slim vote or by the power of the people, and you could think that, but you'd be wrong because, of course, authority comes from God. And Romans 13 tells us that God is the one who has placed them in their position. And our duty is to honor and to respect them and to pray for them. What would happen if we as Christians would honor the President of the United States, pray for the President of the United States, pray that he might follow the Word of God, that the Word of God might direct his heart and his life, his decisions, so that he might honor and glorify God and bring righteousness and justice into the lives of the people. We are to honor him as God has called us to honor our parents. And the same is true for all of those relationships that were mentioned. It's true for the office bearers of the church. It's true for those who govern us. We are to recognize that God has placed all of these individuals in positions of authority, and we need to honor them, for God has called us to honor them according to His word. We need to do this by teaching our children to honor the ministry of the word in our homes, in school, and in the church. We must nurture them, we must teach them, we must instruct them, and we must help them not only to see this truth, but by our own example, we must show and demonstrate to them the authority of God has authority in our lives. And that authority must be obeyed because God has established it and God has given it. Now, some have struggles with these kinds of things. I know that even in the church, there have been many who have had struggles with parents. Some have had difficulties with parents. I know many years ago in one of my churches where I served, there was one particular individual who really had a hard time coming to church on Father's Day, because if we had a Father's Day recognition of some kind, this particular person had a problem because she just didn't have a good father. And for her, it was a difficult thing to honor her father and her mother. But you can still honor God's word. You can, by the grace of God, deal with these issues, even with issues that have been wrong in our lives. We can be transformed by the grace of God and by the love of God and be able to deal with those hurts and those pains and suffering through the prayer and through the change and the transformation that comes from the grace of God. And when we turn to the grace of God, we find the power to do what God has commanded. And then there's one more thing I want to point out for you in this passage, the wonderful promise that's attached to this commandment. You know, the other commandments didn't have promises attached to them per se. But notice that this commandment says that your days may be long in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Living in the land, which is a picture of the blessing of the new creation, it awaited the believer, and that awaits the believer in heaven. Now, sometimes long life doesn't often occur. There are those who die young. But the blessing here is the spiritual blessing of being a part of the family of God and knowing the blessing of God and His great grace. And it's a promise that's fulfilled throughout the history of the church. Throughout the history of the church, there have been many examples in the history of the church where those who have been faithful to God's word, they have been blessed, and they will be blessed for their obedience to the scripture. And the blessing comes to us because God is faithful to His promise for Jesus' sake. Remember, our Master, who is the Creator and the Lord of the universe, came into this world to become a part of a family that had fallen, human, fallible, sinful parents. But Jesus' earthly parents, although they were often wrong, irritable, impatient, and sinful, just like the rest of us, were still the parents that Jesus obeyed. Never did Jesus fail to honor His earthly father and mother. And because He obeyed God perfectly, He brings the grace and the power of God to you and to me to apply this commandment and to obey this commandment and to live under the word of the living God, to honor all authority, honor our parents, and to bring glory to God in doing so. May the God of grace enable us to hear this command, but to obey it because of His grace, His love, and His mercy through the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen.